This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing the blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea, and let's get into today's show. Welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. Today we're talking about something that can radically change your creative energy. I'm talking about delegation. Because here's the truth, you are never meant to do everything yourself. As a creative, your best work happens when you're actually creating, right? Not when you're buried in admin tasks or stuck editing your fifth social post for the week. When you're going in all directions, writing this email, doing this task, drafting this template, you become less productive because your attention is split up. In this episode, I'm giving you real strategies, whether you have a team, a tiny budget, or you're flying solo, to help you reclaim your creative time, focus on what you do best, and get more done without burning out. And if you ever thought, but I can't afford to hire anyone, I've got you. I've got a list of free delegation options that will change the game for you. A few years ago, I was in charge of a small team. Of course, at the beginning, I was super excited to have that extra set of hands and all that help. But a few weeks passed, and I looked up, and it seemed as though I was working more. A team member came up to me later that day and asked what she could do to alleviate some items off my list, if there was something she could do to help. Yes, you can. You can help. You can help me. Yes, please. It was in that moment I realized I wasn't doing my official job of delegating. I had resources and an incredible team, but I wasn't utilizing their talents in the best way. I wasn't communicating what needed to get done in the most efficient way. Deep down, I knew I was holding on to everything because I felt it's easier to do it all by myself. I thought it'd take too much time to explain it all to them. I can do it best if I do it myself. But that's no way to work, especially if you have the team there and the support waiting to help. You know, depending on the project, I can delegate without a problem, but if it's geared more toward creativity, I find it hard to get things off my plate that I feel I can do myself. And I know maybe you've missed an opportunity, not because you didn't have the talent, but because you didn't have the space. Maybe you've been too busy being everyone and everything for your creative projects or business. Jessica Jackley, co-founder of Kiva, said, quote, deciding what not to do is as important as deciding what to do, end quote. Because if you're a creative, you probably have 1,000 ideas, 100 little tasks whispering for your attention. Right? But here's the truth. Not every task is yours to carry. And in today's episode, we're talking about how to delegate, even if you don't have a team, even if your budget is super tight, and even if letting go feels uncomfortable. You'll learn how to identify what you should be doing and how to get everything else off your plate so you can stay in your creative zone. But first, what's in my cup? Today's coffee is from Blue Stone Lane. They have shops all over. So I usually drink different ones from there. But today I have an iced long black. It's espresso and water over ice, but I actually add a little milk in there and a little vanilla. You know me. It's delicious. It's still good. So I hope your glass is full. Cheers to us. Let's get into it. Let's first talk about why we might resist delegation. Here's the truth. We as creatives might resist delegation, not because we're control freaks, though, hey, guilty, right? But because our work is a part of us. It's personal. It's our voice, our vision, our fingerprints all over it. We might think they won't do it like I do, or it'll take too long to explain, or my personal favorite, it's faster if I just do it myself. But let me offer you a reframe. Delegation isn't abandoning your voice, it's amplifying and streamlining your vision. And your job isn't to do everything, your job is to protect the creative spark that powers everything, right? You may be wondering, well, what do I delegate? Like, what do I outsource? Okay, so here's how to know what to delegate. Ask, does this task drain me? Is this outside my creative zone? Is this repeatable and process-driven? Let's separate what you should be doing versus what you can delegate, automate, or just drop. The four-box filter. It consists of four zones. Zone of genius, zone of competence, zone of drain, zone of noise. Zone of genius is do-it-yourself. This is where your highest creative value lives. Tasks in this zone should stay with you. You want to ask yourself, does this use my unique voice, insight, or creativity in a way no one else could? the zone of competence. Delegate it. You can do it, but so can someone else. It might be a little time-consuming, repetitive, or it can actually be trained. You want to ask yourself, could someone else do this with the right guidance, right? Number three is zone of drain. Tasks that leave you tired, stressed, or constantly procrastinating. These don't belong on your plate. Inbox management, finances, receipts, complex tech setups, things like that. Ask yourself, if I never had to do this again, would I miss it? And the last one is zone of noise. Let it go. So busy work, distractions. Ask yourself, is this task really contributing to my big picture goals or just filling time or space? I'm going to write a reflection prompt in the actual show notes. Check that out at the end of the show. So who to delegate to? You don't need a full-time team. You can start lean. And like I said, if you're a solopreneur or you're working solo, creating solo, you don't have a team, I'm going to provide free resources as well for you. So some paid options are freelancers. You can use Upwork or Fiverr, local referrals, virtual assistants for admin work, content formatting, scheduling. You can use interns or junior creatives, editors, things like that. So start with one repeatable task. If you haven't already, try out Zapier for some major workflow automation. Also, HoneyBook or Dubsado for streamlining client automations, project management, invoices, organization tools, and so much more. Let's talk about how to delegate well. You can document the process via Google Docs, checklist. You can video record how you do things step by step. Explain the why, let them understand your values and your audience. Set expectations, have some clarity, give some feedback, suggestions that can push them more towards what's going well, what they can eliminate, how to streamline things better, and let go of perfection. Now, I know some of you are probably thinking, Jess, this all sounds great, but I don't have the budget to hire help right now. And I hear you, but delegating isn't always about hiring. It's about freeing up your bandwidth, right? So let's talk about free ways to get tasks off your plate when you're short on funds but big on vision. Number one, peer swaps and creative skill shares. Partner with another creative friend for a time-based exchange of skills. So this is great for social media content, editing, website tweaks, brainstorming. Create a circle of 2 to 3 trusted peers and, you know, get it going. Another one is you can use built-in free automation tools like Canva. You can schedule posts directly. Google Calendar for auto reminders and calendar batching. Use those automations. And templates. Save time by making templates. Email replies. Every time you do something you might repeat, turn it into a template or process doc. Your future you's best employee. And there are also companies that have free virtual assistant trial platforms. So some virtual assistant platforms offer free trials or sample hours, but please be mindful on how you use those. And of course, community support boards or creative groups. Post one-off task help requests in local Facebook groups, creative Slack communities, subreddits. You can offer something in return, testimonial, a share of their work, or a credit in your project. Use those community support boards. The truth is, free doesn't mean low value. Delegation starts with deciding your time and energy are worth protecting, whether it's a system, a tool, or a friend. Let something else carry the load so you can create what only you can. Delegation doesn't have to be expensive, it just has to be intentional. Once you delegate, you don't just get more time, you get better time. You can block 2 to 3 hours of creative time weekly, no emails, no calls. You can use delegated support to protect that time and communicate to your new team that this is my creative time. This week, I'm learning to have more me time, where I finally do a new hobby or catch up on my favorite TV show. I'm learning to have a little bit more me time. Yes, that's what I'm learning this week, guys. Your creativity challenge this week is to identify one task you can delegate. Record a video, make a checklist, walk through the task for the person you're delegating to. Send it to someone who could take it off your plate. I want to leave you with this journal prompt. What's something I'm doing that's keeping me busy but not making me better? So remember, you don't have to do it all. It's okay to let someone else help you, to delegate things out, and create that space for more creativity and inspiration. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember, the joy is in the journey, and we're here to help you on yours. You got this. See you next week. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. And also our show's podcast at Originate Now Podcast. And let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources. Can't wait to see you next time.